Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your secret audio track for all the content I produce daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 91, and the title of today's sticky is Equals Discovery. The note reads, Curiosity plus Exploration equals Discovery. Here's the story behind the sticky. Curiosity on its own is a novelty. Curiosity only has purpose if you allow it to motivate you to explore. And the sum of curiosity and exploration is discovery. Exploration points you in new directions, but discovery is what you find along the way. The greatest innovations have always come from someone wondering, what if? That's curiosity. Then experimenting with those what ifs, exploration, and then coming up with something the world has never seen before, discovery. The legend says 3M had a low-tack temporary glue that everyone thought was pretty useless. Then Arthur Fry wondered what would happen if he applied a little of that gunk to some strips of paper to hold his place in a church hymn book. And 45 years later, I get to share a new idea with the world every day using his discovery, Yellow Sticky Notes. Where can your curiosity lead you? What new worlds can you explore? And what will you discover there? Get a physical journal and write down the things that you wonder about. The things that tug at your brain with questions like, why do bees buzz? And is there a name for that smell Sharpie markers have? Just write down your questions. Don't try to answer them. Not yet. Just collect the questions. Now pick your favorite questions, the ones that make you wonder most or seem most interesting, and explore those topics in an effort to track down the answers. What you do with those answers can become your discovery. For instance, you learn there is no name for that marker scent, so what if you're the first to name it? You learn that bees don't actually buzz, but that sound is their wings rapidly beating and creating vibrations in the air that human ears detect as buzzing. It turns out that the larger the bee, the slower the wings beat. You also learn along the way that when bumblebees visit a flower, the buzzing, those wing vibrations, actually cause the pollen to shake loose and fall off the flowers. Will this discovery lead you to invent a new kind of lint brush that doesn't require a tape roller, but instead vibrates at a high frequency that causes lint to shake off your clothes like pollen from a flower? Allow your curiosity to lead you on an exciting exploration to uncover amazing discoveries that you can share with the world. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you an email every time I post new content. You'll get a copy of the graphic of that day, which is a hand-drawn by me using Sharpie markers, using whatever that smell is, written on a 3x3 yellow sticky note. Thank you, Arthur Fry, that I post daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the latest audio commentary track that tells you the story behind the sticky, like the one you just heard today. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow and the day after that and every day with another new episode, and I hope you'll be here to hear it and discover new things right along with me.